Well, you know, I just don't know which yeah. one, but I know one of them did marry a, and he would be familiar with that locality there.
Yes. So, well then, did your father, as you recall, of course he probably spoke French.
Yes.
And would you say, did you speak French at all?
No. No, my grandmother, both grandfathers and my one grandmother was dead before I was born, and I had one living grandmother who was French also, came from France. But my parents would often speak French to some of the older French people. As I told you, my father was trustee when I was a little boy. And naturally, there was a lot of people came to see him, and a lot of old French people, that a lot of them spoke very poor English. And I often heard my father speak French to these people. And also, the telephones first came into being when I was about 8 years old. And I can readily recall my mother talking to other women who spoke French around here, and when they would want to tell them something, they evidently didn't want us children.
So they switched over.
They'd speak French, see? So I have a very little knowledge of the French language, other than what I would, when I was a little boy, I heard quite a little bit, and I can remember in front of the church hearing a lot of people speak French, or a lot of them with broken French and English, see?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I would say, we never spoke French. Not like, say, the German people who kind of maintain their language, and I say it's a credit to them. Anybody that can speak two languages is just that much smarter than somebody else really? That only speaks one. That very few, my daughters, I have three daughters, and they all took French in college. But
wonderful.
They
I admire them for wanting to learn the language of their grandparents, great-grandparents. That's fine.
And I think I told you one of my, which I was quite proud of, my one grandfather on my mother's side came to America in the gold rush, and acquired enough gold to purchase a farm in this community, one of the few.
And came back from
California.
California, as you told me, very dangerous.
That's right. He could couldn't speak English, he thought they was taking advantage of him in this wagon train and imposing more work on him, and he took out partway home on his own and came all the way back as an individual all by himself, and he was always known as California John ever after that around till he died.
Did he marry when he returned to this community?
Yes, his first wife, so they told me, his first wife was actually, they were Yankees. He married a woman by the name of and she died in childbirth, and the child also died. And my grandmother had came from France with her father, and her mother had died in the cholera or some sort of an epidemic. She was just a real little girl. The one grandmother that I knew and used to often tell me about, she can just remember that she thought she lived in a village along the Seine River, and that she remembered of them holding her up as a little girl to look in the church, and there was whole rows of caskets. Evidently, it was an epidemic. And after that, her father came to this country with her. And she worked, she was working in Fort Wayne for some